What's going on, everybody? This is Brandon Crawford, and welcome to the first episode of Crawford's Cast, Sooners Edition. This is a podcast I'm starting for the 2019 season for the Oklahoma Sooners. Just thought I'd make a podcast for the everyday fan, someone who didn't have any sponsors that get paid to say stupid things on TV like a lot of the talking heads do. So I wanted to jump on here and kind of give my two cents about the Oklahoma Sooners and this season and what it may look like. And I'm going to try to do one of these podcasts once a week. I'm also going to be doing a podcast about the Green Bay Packers, my other favorite football team. That one's going to be a little bit different as far as the NFL picks and games go. But, yeah, I just want to get on here and talk about the Sooners going into this season. It's going to be an exciting year, I think. With a lot of returning players. Also have a lot of missing players. I really think the Sooners are going to flourish on the defensive side of the ball in ways we haven't seen in a long time. I also think that the offensive side of the ball could struggle in more ways than we've seen in a long time. I mean, you can't lose this many starters on the offensive line and losing your quarterback, one of your top two wide receivers, Rodney Anderson as a running back. I don't think you can lose that many players and not see some adjustments, but the good news is Lincoln Riley's always done a fantastic job of having his team ready to play when the conference game starts, so I'm not too concerned about it, but yeah, let's dive right in. And I guess we'll start with the offensive side of the ball. Again, losing Kyler Murray was probably the biggest loss, you could say. He just produced so much offense for the team, both running and throwing the football. Lincoln Riley's been the head coach for, this will be his third year, and it'll be his third quarterback. That's a little crazy to think about, considering the success he's had. 2 years head coaching, two Heisman Trophy winners. Anyone who watches football knows that the best thing for a team is year after year cohesion with multiple guys playing together. That's what helped the offensive line last year be so strong, was that they've played many, many games together. They were all starters for multiple years, so you can see the benefits of having the same group play year in and year out. And it's no different at the quarterback position. When he develops a good rapport with his wide receivers, his running backs, his line, they get to know how each other play, and you know that just makes things go that much faster. So having a new guy at the QB spot year in and year out is certainly a challenge, but Lincoln Riley's done a fantastic job of overcoming that particular challenge. And I think, you know, the big news this offseason was Jalen Hurts transferring over from Alabama. This guy played 2 years with the Crimson Tide as a starter, 41-3 record, played in six college football playoff games, started four of those games. Helped lead him to the national title in 2017. He owns the Alabama quarterback record with 23 rushing touchdowns. So he, again, is a dual threat guy like Kyler Murray. He's obviously got size on Kyler, but I think the biggest advantage he has where Kyler was weak last year was experience and adversity. In a few games last year, you saw Kyler kind of shrink when adversity hit. And that was really my only knock against him, was he just didn't have that experience. Again, Baker was there for 3 years starting, and Kyler stepped in as basically a first-year starter with the offense, so he really kind of had to go learn as he go to deal with adversity and tough situations, whereas Jalen has already played multiple seasons as a starter at a high-profile school with a lot of pressure on him. So I think he brings a lot of experience with him where Kyler didn't have that last year. As far as the other quarterbacks go, Tanner Mordecai, I know he was a big recruit out of 2018, and Spencer Rattler, the five-star recruit we got this year. I think he was the consensus number one quarterback in the class of 2019. Both solid guys, and I think that's why Lincoln Riley said the quarterback position is up for competition. Now, unless something goes wrong, Jalen Hurts should win this spot. Like I already said, the success he's had, his talent, his experience, he's not some regular transfer coming in. He was the best quarterback at let's face it, one of the top programs that's been the top program for the last 15 years in college football. So it's his spot to lose. That said, you know, OU's in a great spot having two studs behind him competing for the job. Now, unless Lincoln Riley sees something from either Tanner Mordecai or Spencer Rattler that makes him step back and think they're just too good not to give them a more serious look, I think we all expect Jalen Hurts to walk away with the starting position at quarterback. So as far as transitioning from last year's offense to this one, I think we're good hands at the QB spot. And as far as running backs go, Kennedy Brooks and Trey Sermon, man, they did a great job last year. When Rodney Anderson went down with his ACL, it was just such a gut punch because Anderson was such – he was such a stud, catching the ball, running the ball. You know, with Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon, we kind of had that thunder and lightning punch. When Samaje was in, he could kind of catch the ball, but we all knew that he was going to ground it out, pound the ball in. Then when Joe was in the backfield, he was that either-or back. He could just as easily go on a wheel route for a 30-yard catch or take a handoff in between the tackles. And that's what Rodney Anderson brought to the team. He was such a great pass-catching back, running back, as far as traditional, you know, between the tackles. So him going down really hurt. And I got to be honest, I was pleasantly surprised at how Trey Sermon and Kennedy Brooks transitioned into the workhorses for the offense. We'd seen the year before Trey Sermon have some big games. I remember him breaking off a huge run against Texas his freshman year. And I thought, man, this guy could be a stud. And they both showed that last year. They really came through strong. I think Trey Sermon started 12 games last year. I know he had 13 touchdowns, 947 rushing yards. Kennedy Brooks, again, had a great year. Had over 1,000 rushing yards, 12 rushing touchdowns. So the rushing game for the Sooners this year is coming back as strong as ever. I don't think they're as talented as what we had when we had Mixon and Perine, and maybe not even when Anderson was the lead back. But still, you know, it's not going to be a noticeable drawback, I don't think. And as far as wide receivers go, losing Hollywood Brown is tough just because him and CeeDee Lamb were really the two only big-name guys we had. They're really the only two, you know, standout wideouts we had. We've got a lot of guys returning, but they're going to have to, you know, produce more in their final year with the team than they have in the previous three. I think we've got almost like three or four seniors coming back that I didn't really know much about because, again, most of the plays went to either CeeDee Lamb, Hollywood Brown, or Grant Calcaterra. So the wide receiver position, it's kind of up for grabs. CeeDee Lamb, he's got his spot locked down. The other guys, they've got a big opportunity to make a name for themselves this year. Obviously excited about Grant Calcaterra coming back. I think he's going to be one of the top five tight ends taken in the draft this year. Now, he hasn't declared for the draft, but I'm just assuming that after this junior year, he's going to go. I really think GMs are going to have him high on their boards. He's quicker than our old tight end. What's his name? Went to the Ravens. I can't remember. But he's not quite as big as he was. But, I mean, he had 6 touchdowns last year, almost 400 yards receiving. Those aren't huge numbers, but he came up big. Especially in the Big 12 title game, had a huge catch. And I think he's going to have an even bigger year this year. Again, as far as offensive line goes, we've only got a few returning lettermen, as far as I know. So a whole bunch of new guys coming in to step up and really try to lessen the sting of losing all 4 of those guys that we had last year. I mean, Bobby Evans, Cody Ford, Ben Powers, Drew Samia. I mean, what a monster group. Just fantastic guys. And I don't think we've lost that many linemen in a draft in I can't remember how long. Probably been 15 years at least. I remember we had a huge class leave in 2005. But I'm not too concerned just because the offensive line coach, Bill Bedenbaugh, whatever his name is, he's always produced strong units. year in and year out. So I think they're in good hands. If we struggle on the offensive side of the ball, it's not going to be at the quarterback position as much as I think it's going to be the offensive line and getting those guys to gel, come together, and really learn how to play football together. Obviously, offense has never been an issue for the Sooners as long as Lincoln Riley's been there as either an offensive coordinator or head coach. It's the defense. Oh, boy. The defense has been the number one reason why they can't win a title. And that's why I think bringing in Alex Grinch is the biggest offseason acquisition for this team. It's not the, you know, dual threat quarterbacks of Spencer Rattler. It's not bringing in Jalen Hurts. It's getting Alex Grinch. The experience and talent he's bringing to this defense, I think it's going to show up in a big way. Yeah, he was with Ohio State. I don't know if he was with Ohio State more than 1 or 2 years, but I know he was the co-defensive coordinator there and the safety coach there, and that's a big deal because the secondary has always seemed to be the punching bag for this Sooner defense. I mean, they were ranked 129th last year in passer defense. That's how awful they were. I mean, we all know, and anybody who's watched the Sooners for any length of time knows that the weakness of this team is the defense, especially on the back end. The literal just inability to cover most teams. It gets embarrassing at times, and I think that Grinch has come in and really tried to change the culture of this team. He doesn't sugarcoat things. He's going to tell these guys, you were awful last year, and we've got to start playing complementary football. And he's right, and I think the players are going to respond well to that. I think his attitude is probably going to be the biggest adjustment. Mike Stoops was never one to let things go, I don't think. I mean, every time you see the TV pan up to the press box after his defense gave up their 50th touchdown of a game, he'd just be blowing a gasket. But that never translated into improvement on the field. He'd get all mad, and then his players would continue making the same mistakes game in and game out. So I think Coach Grinch is going to go a long ways into making this unit not just serviceable, but one of the better units in the country. Now, it's not going to happen in a year, but I think with the returning starters that this team has on defense, it may not seem like much, but they do have returning starters. I think they've probably got, I know we've got several defensive backs coming back, Pardell Motley, Jordan Parker, experienced guys. Now, I give Motley a hard time because he gets beat constantly, seems like. He did get an honorable mention for All Big 12 selection last year. He led the team with 3 interceptions and 11 pass breakups, so he's got skill there, obviously. But again, I'm really hoping Alex Grinch can get more out of these guys than Mike Stoops did. Because I always wondered if it's recruiting. I mean, do we just not have the talent that other teams have, or is it coaching? You can see players perform much better under a particular coach than they do with someone else. So I'm hoping that it's not really a talent issue. It's more of a culture and coaching issue. That said, recruiting definitely has to get better. I mean, there's no question about that. I don't think anyone's saying that the Sooners have the most talented defense in the league. But with the amount of guys returning, they're going to have experience. Now, it's up to Grinch to decide what he does with that. We ranked last in the Big 12 in 2018 in total defense and passing defense. As far as rushing defense goes, I think they were middle of the pack, number 6, if I can remember correctly. So he's got some stuff to work with. I know the defensive line has like 7 guys returning. Gallimore, he's fun to watch. Kenneth Mann, he's another guy that played all 13 games as far as I know last year. So health-wise, experience-wise, Coach Grinch has stuff to work with, but time will tell whether or not he can turn these guys around, or it's just going to take multiple years of him recruiting his own guys, his own talent, to shore up that defense. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever get over the Rose Bowl where we dropped 50 on Georgia and still lost. So looking at this 2019 team, defense, number 1, Alex Grinch. Can he turn it around? And number 2, what kind of growing pains are we going to go through with the offensive line? Those are the two headlines I think going into at least the first couple of weeks. So it's going to be interesting to watch and see. Pretty short podcast for you today, fellas. Like I said, I'm going to be recording a podcast for the Packers. They've got a preseason game coming up this weekend. Super excited about that. I'll be uploading that as soon as I possibly can. But until then, we'll talk to you next week for some more Sooner Speak for the Crimson and Cream. Again, Brandon Crawford, Crawford's Cast, Sooners Edition. We'll talk to you next week.